It's been 35 years since a Democrat was governor of Utah, so the winner of next week's Republican primary will likely become the state's next governor. Each year, there's a small number of unaffiliated and Democratic voters who register as Republicans for the primary.
But this is a big number this year, more than we've seen in the past, and certainly enough to influence this primary.
That's Jason Perry. He's the director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics at the University of Utah. The state's election office reports that there are more than 70,000 new registered Republicans this year, the majority of which are unaffiliated voters. Again, Jason Perry.
It would be a mistake for people to think that this was, for example, Democrats just trying to take down who they think the strongest opponent is. That is not the case in Utah for this particular primary.
He says it's that all Utahns want to have a say in who will lead the state during the COVID-19 pandemic.
This really is about the heart and soul of the Utah Republican Party in the state because these candidates are so varied.
Derek Brown is the chair of the state's Republican Party. He says it's not a good sign for Democrats.
It's sort of a subtle indictment of that party in the sense that they're essentially acknowledging that whatever that party does long term here in the state isn't going to make an impact for the November election.
Jeff Merchant, who is the state's Democratic Party chair, sees it differently.
I think that what it is a recognition that the Republican Party is fractured between what I would call right-wing extremists and more moderate, you know, unaffiliated and Democratic voters want to make sure that the state is run in an appropriate way.
State officials say that normally those who change parties to vote in the primary will switch back after the election, but Brown remains optimistic that the GOP will keep some of its new members. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Shoshana Buxbaum.